This is an excerpt from the Postmodern Realities podcast, brought to you by the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. Well, I want to wrap up our jury, you know, discussion, go back to that, is like you mentioned jury service and Christians. I would have to say probably most universally, as I, you know, if I get a jury summons, whether someone's a Christian or a non-Christian, I pretty much hear that people are trying to figure out how they can get out of jury service. I get jury service can be very inconvenient. It was inconvenient for me when I did serve. But why do you think it's important for Christians to serve on a jury?
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear me giggling. It's probably not funny, but I think it's pretty commonplace. Dinner parties or, you know, when you're grabbing a cup of coffee at the office or what have you, to have people trade stories about how they successfully evaded jury service. I guess maybe we start, Melanie, with the observation that it's never going to be completely convenient, that there's going to be some inconvenience involved. I think we could all readily acknowledge that fact. But I think that for Christians, the response would be twofold. First of all, you know, in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, we're called to obey lawful authorities and their lawful or just mandates. And as I mentioned before, jury service starts with a jury summons, which is a legal mandate to serve. And so I think if we as believers keep in mind the fact that it's a mandate to serve, it might help adjust our mental set or the knee-jerk reaction that many, many people seem to have of how can I evade as opposed to how can I fulfill, you know, my civic duty as a believer to serve in this specific context. But I think there's an even greater reason why believers in particular should feel compelled to serve. And really, this is not an argument that would be limited to believers, but really the jury system is there to ultimately to protect us all. It's there to protect us all from governmental overreach and tyranny, because in this particular instance, in the case of criminal proceedings, as you know, it is the state that carries the significant burden of proving that the accused actually committed the crime in question. And serving on a jury gives us the opportunity to put the state to the burden of justifying the harm it wishes to impose on the accused. But serving on a jury is gives us the opportunity to participate in that process because, you know, one day it could very well be the case where we're wrongfully accused of something. And just like we are called to serve in the case of another, we would want others to be willing to serve, because if everybody evaded service, we'd never be able to impanel juries. And it seems like the system would just grind to an overall halt. And so there's an overall systemic concern or argument, I think, that we can take to heart as believers. And as I mentioned at the outset, Melanie, it's not going to be 100% convenient. There's always going to be a measure of inconvenience. But at least here in California, I know it's the case that you can postpone your call to serve to a more convenient time. So, for example, if you have a prepaid vacation and you can't make it, the system understands that and you can simply reschedule to serve at a later time. So I think that many of the reasons, or let's just be honest and call them excuses, that we use or that we want to use to try to evade an obligation to serve really are a matter of simply postponing the service obligation to a later date when it would be more convenient than maybe it is initially.